in all that we do, you've got to decide, I'm going to do, because as long as I've got God, I've got everything that I need to do everything that God wants me. He's already blessed you to realize it. Now, you just got to do it. God bless is always my prayer.
94.7.
Yeah, but
I shall not be moved. His name. I'm gonna say it again. Mary had a little lamb, a little lamb, a little lamb. Mary had a precious little lamb, and Jesus was his name. Swaddling clothes, swaddling clothes, swaddling clothes. They wrapped him up in swaddling clothes. On that Christmas morn,
oh, me.
That's all it takes.
tell him it's cause I like the
man. I like it.
You know what, Jamel? Every day of our life, God wants the best for us. Mm. You know?
You know, Ken, that's what God wants from us, is a life of obedience.
In spirit and in truth, a life of dedication, totally true. This is my vow to you. From this stance, I'll never change. To please you, all I do. It's my heart's desire through and through. And I don't ever want to let you down. Living the life of a worshiper.
Living the life of a worshiper.
I'm living the life of a worshiper.
Living the life of a worshiper.
Oh, I'm living the life of a worshiper.
Living the life of a worshiper.
I'm living the life of a worshiper.
Living the life of a worshiper.
Come on, Jamel. In my car on the way to work, somebody cut me off and my nerves were hurt.
Wow.
Your words sustained me, so I didn't cuss them out today.
You better than me.
At the job, boss on my neck.
What?
Kinda slow, I gotta cut your check.
I know how it is.
But God supplies my need, He's my.
Yes, He does.
Everything is a life of a worshiper.
Living the life of a worshiper.
Said I'm living the life of a worshiper, yeah.
Living the life of a worshiper.
Ooh, I'm living the life of a worshiper.
Living the life of a worshiper.
Living the life of a worshiper.
Heartbeat is for you. My life longs to be true. And all that I say and do, I wanna be pleasing. Said I wanna be pleasing.
Living the life of a worshiper.
Living the life of a worshiper.
Living the life of a worshiper, yeah.
Living the life of a worshiper.
Living the life of a worshiper,
yeah.
Love, joy, peace, long suffering, temperance, meekness. You gotta have the fruit if you're gonna please.
You gotta have love. When you know you're a worshiper. Oh, be pleased with me.
Be pleased with me.
Lord, please.
I want you to be pleased. I want you to be pleased.
Sing to me.
serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
I feel like going on. The trials, they may come on every hand. Oh, I feel like going on. Yeah. Why can't I say it one more time?
last song. I want to leave. I want to leave you on your feet.
It's late in the evening. Sun's going down. All day long I've been staring at the ground. Money's low, friends are few. Times like these when I don't know what to do. Girls in the steering speaks to my ears and says, oh, don't cry, cause I am here. And I feel like, oh yeah,
I feel like going on.
Yes I do, yes I do. Stay all the love had up and gone. My little house just was not a home. In the spirit of the Lord began to say,
serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
All my brothers standing on the front line. trying to provide for your family. All my sisters, raising those babies by yourself. This one's for you. God sees you.
As I look out into the world, there's some things I see that I want to talk about. Can I talk about it?
Thank you. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise. I want to tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, her home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her and said, Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, help me say Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Everybody lift your voice. Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Oh, he's the Savior. What's his name? Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, the paramedics was rushing by with a stretcher. They had an old man on the stretcher that had a seizure because he couldn't get his medication and his prescription. And she stopped him and said, where are you taking this man? They said, we're trying to get him over to the triage unit and get him some medical attention. She said, let me look at him. And while she was looking at the old man, a young girl came up with a baby in her arm, and the baby had a fever. She said, let me look at the baby too. And the young boy said, why you want to look at these folk? Why you want to look at these folk? You know what she told him? Healer, healer, healer. That's what the old mother said.
Healer, healer, healer.
I wish y'all would help me say that up in here. Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Anybody know him as a healer? Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
Why don't you wave your hand and say healer?
Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah, he's a healer. What's the Lord's name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, there was a big commotion over by the exit door. Folks was rushing over to the exit door to see what was going on. They was making a lot of noise, and somebody sent a note, and it said there were three tractor trailers out there with food, water and medicine, and mother started to really cry now. She really lost it now. And then somebody else sent another note saying there were two more tractor trailers that just showed up with dry clothes and Pampers and all the other stuff that they needed. And mother just lost it. She just started boo-hooing all over the place. And the young boy walked up to mother and said, "Mother, why are you crying now? You ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be shouting and rejoicing. Why are you crying now?" She said, "Son, once again, you don't understand." You know what she told him? She lifted up her hand. She said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, y'all, help me here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody want to tell him thank you? Yeah, what's his name? Jesus, Jesus. He's a strong tower. He's a shelter in a time of storms. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Be there when things go wrong, yeah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's power in that name, yes it is.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Now who stood with you when your friends walked away? Tell me who let you live on to see another beautiful day? And who always listened to hear our every plea? It out for you and me. Sure and you're born, it's God on his throne. He watches out for you and me. Now who had the power to change winter to spring? Sunshine.